Om Shanti. 25th September 2019, Wednesday. Essence, sweet children, the mantra to control Maya is Manmanabha. All specialities are merged in this mantra. This mantra makes you pure. Sweet children, the mantra to control Maya is Manmana Bhav. All specialities are merged in this mantra. This mantra makes you pure. So this Manmana Bhav is like a mantra that makes you pure, that makes you Satopradhan, that makes you strong. Today's entire Murli is just based on the benefits or the effects of this mantra, what this mantra does for you. Any mantra in the world has got certain specialities. The first is, a mantra is always very small. It's never the big one. Most of them are small. 3 words, 5 words, 4 words, 6 words. They are termed like that. Panchakshari and all that. Most of the mantra are very small, but they are very strong, very powerful. They are small, but they are powerful. They are kept secret. They should not be revealed to others. They are kept secret. They have to be said. You have to say them multiple times, again and again. You have to say that mantra multiple times. And gradually, the mantra leads to siddhi, or you call it success. So any mantra has got this 5S in the world. Especially Hindu scriptures are filled with mantras. It should be easy for the follower to say it, because he has to say it multiple times, then only it works, otherwise it will not work. And it has to be kept secret. It should not be revealed to everyone. It's a very strong mantra, because, for example, a disciple went to his guru and told him, give me some mantra that would make me free or would make me attain moksha. The guru said, if you want to have any mantra, you will have to work here first in the ashram for few years. Then only you will be entitled to get mantras. So the disciple stayed there and worked for few years. And when guru did not show any signs of giving him mantra, he got angry and he went to his guru and told, when are you going to give me your mantra? He said, okay, I'll give you now. And in his ears, he whispers the mantra, Om. So the disciple gets very happy, extremely happy. And he goes and he starts chanting the mantra, telling the beats multiple times. And he's so happy that I have ultimately got the mantra. Then one day he happens to go in the village outside. The ashram was outside. The story has come in the Upanishads. So as he was walking through the village, he finds that everybody already knows the mantra. People are having some spiritual discourse, and at the end of the discourse they are saying Om Shanti. And he is going by some yajna, and there he is finding people are saying Om. So he felt, I am deceived by my guru. This is a mantra everybody already knows. I thought that this is a new thing which has been given to me. And he moves across and he finds that people are singing devotional song and at the end they are saying Om. Everywhere he finds that people are already knowing this mantra. He says, he feels my guru has deceived me. Guru told me that this is a secret mantra which nobody knows and it has been given only to you because of your hard work, because you stayed in the ashram and worked so hard. And this mantra will free you, will give you freedom, moksha, fruition, liberation, beatitude. So he goes back to his guru and says, you have deceived me. Everybody knows the mantra and you said nobody. This is a very secret mantra. And guru says, okay, do one thing now. Take this stone. He takes out one stone, shining stones, and says, go and find out the cost of this stone, but don't sell it to anybody. He says, okay. So he takes that stone and goes to, first of all, to a person who was selling vegetables. He says, would you like to take this? What is the cost of this? That shopkeeper sees and says, this is a stone. It will be useful for me for weighing. And I am not going to purchase because I am here to sell things, not to take. Go away. And then he goes to different people. Sometime he goes to the grocery. And the grocery person says, this is merely a stone. It's worth nothing. He takes. Then he goes to the different places where singing and dancing is taking place. And those women there, they say that this looks like a shining one. We can pay you because if anybody comes to us, we will not send that person back. So we'll give you a few coins for this. He goes from one person to another, one person to another. Ultimately, he reaches one small jeweler. And that jeweler says, this is not an ordinary stone. This is a very, very, it's a precious diamond. I can give you 100 coins. He says, but I don't want to sell. Then he goes again to different people. Ultimately, he reaches an old man who is a very old jeweler. And that person says, looking at that stone, where do you get this? Such a stone is the most precious diamond on earth. Nobody has ever got this before. He says, my guru gave me. But how your guru must have been given by somebody. This is not even found in the treasures of king. Its price is immeasurable, incalculable. And the disciple comes back. The guru says, just as other people did not know the value of this precious diamond, in the similar manner, even though people keep on chanting Om, even though people keep on saying Om, even though people keep on telling the meaning of Om, even though people keep on giving this mantra to others, but nobody knows the actual meaning of it. Even though they chant, even though they sing, even though they repeat, but nobody knows the meaning. The real meaning is very deep. And that is attained only when you do sadhana. For attaining any mantra, you need what? Sadhana. You need practice. A lot of practice is needed to realize the mantra. You need silence and you need shraddha, that is known as faith. So there are 7 S for any mantra. Baba is saying, if you want to become pure, Baba gives you the mantra of Manmanabhava. The word Manmanabhava has come 2 times in Bhagavad Gita. In 2 different shlokas. At 1 shloka is little, there are 2, the second one is stronger. The second one says that if you fixed your mind upon me, I'll free you from all your sins. You will come to my abode. The first one is little weaker. The second one is little stronger. So, This is a very small mantra. Man Manava means remembrance. So with remembrance, in today's Murli Baba said, you become pure. And with remembrance, you become sweet. With remembrance, such an atmosphere is created that nobody gets upset. With remembrance, the sword of your knowledge would become stronger, powerful, sharper, brighter, Johar. With remembrance, the way you explain the knowledge would become powerful. And Baba gave the example of the earlier days of Yajna, when the Bhatti was formed, and they just came out, dying alive, and they had the power. So, this is a small mantra. Second, this is a very strong mantra, very, very strong, because nobody has got the introduction of God, and God Himself is giving His own introduction and saying, this is the way you need to remember me. If you do that, you will become powerful, you become strong. And in today's blessing, Baba talked about Sankalp Shakti, the power of thought. With this power of thought, you can do anything. And you have that power of thought with you. So this is a very strong mantra. And this is a secret. But it is not secret. It has been given to one and all. In the world, they keep it secret. But here, the real Sadguru, he is the true emperor, Patshah. Yesterday's Murli Baba said, he is the true emperor. So he has given this mantra to everyone. In the path of devotion, they say, they show that this Ramanujacharya, he went to his guru 18 times. Guru denied him. He did not give him mantra. He kept on going to his guru, but he did not give. Ultimately, seeing his steadfastness, his resolute willpower, the guru gave him mantra and told him, don't give this mantra to anyone. And what did Ramanuja did? He went back and he was so happy that this mantra will lead to the liberation. So he climbed the top of the temple and shouted and told this mantra to everyone. That this is the mantra that will free you. And with this act, the guru got very upset. He said, I did not expect this. I gave you this mantra because of seeing your willpower, seeing your steadfastness, seeing your resolute will, seeing your devotion, commitment, and you deceived me. You will go to hell. He says, okay, I am ready to go to hell if everybody is going to attain liberation with this mantra. So, in the path of devotion, the mantras are kept secret. While God and Baba has made this secret open, He has given it to one and all. He has not kept it secret. So this mantra is not to be kept secret, but Baba says, keep on reminding others also. Keep on telling others also to remember Baba. You remember Him and you remind others. Here you learn and you make others learn. In today's Murli Baba said, God is the only one who only teaches, who He doesn't learn. And you learn as well as you teach. Padna, padana. You do these two jobs. While God, He only teaches. Then this mantra has to be said multiple times. Keep on saying it, keep on saying it. There it is. You have to say it with mouth. Here it is. Chantless chant. Ajapa jap. That is known as chantless chant. It is a japa jap. There are three ways in you chant mantras. The first is talking loudly, saying loudly. The second is whispering, just lips are moving. The third is even lips are not moving. It is a japa. And the word a japa has come in the Sikh literature for the first time in Guru Granth Sahib, where Guru Nanak Dev Ji is saying, this remembrance of God is like a japa jap. Naam Kumari Nanaka Chade Rahe Din Raat. The intoxication of the name remains with Nanak din raat, throughout the day and throughout the night. So that is to say it repeatedly. Keep on saying it, keep on uttering it, keep on doing it multiple times. Simply remembering Amrit Vela will not work. Baba says, remember me all the time. At every point, at every act, at every, wherever you are, keep on remembering, keep on remembering. This is the only safety you have. Today's Murli starts with safety first. And what is the safety of Brahmin life? Manmanabhav. This pilgrimage, this yatra, this travel, this odyssey, this journey, this expedition, this journey, this excursion. This is the only safety. So safety first. So keep on chanting, keep on saying, keep on repeating, keep on uttering the same mantra again and again. And it is a japa. It is the chantless chant. It is the soundless sound. It is the wordless word. It is the speechless speech. The speechless speech. The soundless sound. The wordless word. The chantless chant. A japa jap. Without any voice. The next is, it leads to siddhi. Siddhi means some power. Some psychic powers. Some esoteric powers, some secret powers, some mental powers. Those who practice certain mantra for a long time, they attain certain siddhis. And with those siddhis, they perform miracles. And with that miracle, they become gurus and famous. And they attract audience, crowd pullers. We attain 8 powers. Our siddhis are not like those siddhis of the world. These are different siddhis. These are those siddhis that help you keep stable in the most difficult situations of life. So these are the siddhis that we attain with this Manmanabhav. So Manmanabhav makes you powerful and it leads to siddhis or success. Any success in any even material work can come with Manmanabhav. Then it needs sadhana. And sadhana consists of 2 things. Again 2 S. Silence and solitude. Maun, ekant. These are the 2 things which are needed. So in silence, in solitude, when you do this mantra, it leads to siddhi. They use a rosary, mala. You know? All religions, all, most of the religions, they take mantra and they keep on repeating. In the Murli Baba talks about Christian priests, they keep on telling the beads. That is known as tell the beads. Tell the beads means jap. In Islam, it is known as tasbih. Tasbih. Tasbih means mala. So they also do that tasbih in the month of Ramadan. So whether it is tasbih, whether it is rosary, telling the beads, or jap or mala, that all has to be done in silence, in solitude, and that's a sort of sadhana. You have to do it for an extended period of time, for a very long period of time, then only it works. And most important thing, you have to do it with faith. If you are doing some sadhana and there is no faith, the result will not come. You should have full faith that if I do this, the thing will happen. And this is how the path of bhakti has become so strong. Because of this shraddha, because of this faith, because of this nishchay, because of this unflinching faith in the mode of sadhana. And that's why even those who went on the negative path, like Tantra Sadhana and all that, some of them, where you try to harm somebody, even that has worked. Why? Because of that faith. Because they have the faith that if I do something to this, they will take some needles and prick this doll, and the person there will suffer. Because they have faith in this strange, weird procedures. So anything works. So Baba is saying, sweet children, the mantra to control Maya. This is the mantra that makes you Mayajit. This is the mantra that makes you conqueror of Maya. Last Sunday's Murli, Baba talked about controlling Maya and to convert Maya into slaves. How? How? What to do with five vices? Lust to be converted into Shubh Kamana. Your good feelings and pure vibe, pure emotions. So, good wishes, pure feelings. Anger? The fire of anger should be converted into the fire of yoga. Greed? You should have the greed of becoming unlimited sevadhari and becoming like the father. Attachment? You are attached to one father. When you are attached to somebody, you cannot stay away from that person even for a second. So when you are attached to somebody, when you are attached to father, two things happen. In your eyes, father should be seen. And when you speak, you should speak only his words, his elevated versions. And what about ego? Convert ego from Deha Ankar to your Dehi Ankar. It's Swaman. It's like soul consciousness. So you have to convert these vices into something else. Don't try to suppress them. Don't try to win them. Convert them into your slaves or your helpers. So this is how you convert vices. And also you convert, when you convert vices into your helpers, you also help five elements. What do you do with five elements? Sun will help you in what? In cooking. What about sugar status and what about salt status in golden age? Sugar and salt and tomato. Cancel. What about earth? Earth, fruits and vegetables and beautiful sceneries. What about sky? It will become the royal path. It will become the royal path. No travel, no accidents, no helmet needed. Nothing. No seat belts. No tax, nothing. So this will be an entire international pathway, international highway. No overtaking, nothing. What about air? Two functions, music and fan. So air will give you music and fan. What about water? Water will become fragrant, water will become powerful, water will become pure, and there would be streams and rivers of milk. So these five elements would change and these five vices would change when you become Swarajya Adhikari, when you become conqueror of the self, or you will become self-sovereign. This was last Sunday's Murli. There were 16 Swamans in that Murli. Yes. There were total 16 Swaman. 16 list of self-respect that we will take next day. Om Shanti.